Good morning and welcome to Wall to Wall. I'm your host, Shelley Wiener. This is a show that comes to you every week from 11 to 12 where we explore a theme and we play all kinds of music around that theme because if it sounds good, it is good. And this week's theme, well, for this month, I'm doing salutes to composers who were born in December, funny enough, because it's December. And that is the theme from Lo Schiecco Bianco, The White Cheek, by Giovanni Rota, we know him as Nino Rota, who was born the 3rd of December of 1911. He died in 1979. He was a composer, a pianist, a conductor, and actually an academic. And he's best known for his film scores, and most notably for the films of Federico Fellini and Luchino Visconti. He also composed the music for Zeffirelli's Shakespeare films and the first two films of Francis Ford Coppola's Godfather, yes. And he was extraordinarily prolific. He did especially movie music, which is what I'm going to be playing mostly. He wrote about 150 scores for Italian and international productions between the 1930s and his death in 79, which means about three scores per year over a 46-year period. And there was a time in the 50s, late 40s into the 50s, with Fellini especially, he wrote as many as 10 scores every year. He did 13 in 1954. He also composed 10 operas, 5 ballets, and dozens of other kind of orchestral, choral, chamber works. He has a very fine string concerto to his credit. And he also did work in the theater. And he also, if that weren't enough, he was a teacher at the Liceo Musicale in Bari for about 30 years. The man just was a nonstop music machine, and so much of it so good. And I joked around with my description of the show on WGXE.org that I said he was the man who made Fellini sound like Fellini. And we're going to salute a lot of that today. So I want to start off with some more Fellini and a little bit of other things that he did because it's not all, well, it's mostly Fellini, let's face it. But Zeffirelli too. So let's give a listen to some of his iconic work, the iconic work of Nino Rota. He's our, if you will, our birthday boy for today. And here's some of his music from Amacord, I remember, and Eight and a Half, and I Vitelloni. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the most wonderfully romantic and instantly recognizable music of our birthday boy, another birthday boy composer, Nino Rota. Thank you. You just heard Nino Rota. It's three pieces from three films, all by, two by Fellini. We just heard I Vitelloni. That was the theme from I Vitelloni. And before that, we heard 8 1/2, which really is, they're all Fellini, right? Yeah. So, I Vitelloni, that was from 1953. We heard 8 1/2, which is from 1963. And we started off with Amacord, which actually I think was from the 1970s. Nino Rota from Milan. And he born into a musical family. And he wrote his first oratorio when he was 11 years old, and it was performed in Milan. He did a lyrical comedy when he was 13. He studied at the Milan Conservatory, and then he got to do some very serious study in the Santa Cecilia Academy in Rome. He graduated in 1930. And he was encouraged by Arturo Toscanini to move to the United States, where he lived from 1930 to 1932. He actually won a scholarship to Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. And he taught, and he was a student of Fritz Reiner. So pretty good. He wrote a thesis when he got back to Rome on a Renaissance composer. He got a degree in literature, not music, from the University of Milan, and he began his teaching career at the Liceo Musicale in Bari, and he held that post almost till the day he died. But film scores are what he's known for, and this is the one I think is quite wonderful. It's from La Strada, another Fellini film. Thank you. unmistakably Nino Rota, unmistakably Fellini. That's from one of my favorite films by Fellini, Le Notti di Cabiria, Nights of Cabiria, with Fellini's wife, Giulietta Messina, starring. It's just great. Before that, it's a piece called The Immigrant, but it's from the Godfather scores. And we started out with La Strada, with Nino Rota. Sorry, we have somebody next door who is a little boisterous. I want to get to the serious side of Nino Rota, because he did write serious compositions. And we should hear one, because he was quite a fine composer. But, you know, the movie scores are so good that most everybody sort of gives him short shrift on this part. Let's hear his. It's a harp concerto. It's I Virtuosi Italiani, Luisa Prandina, and Marzio Conti, and Nino Rota's harp concerto. I'll see you in about 14 or probably more, about 20 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Nino Rota's Harp Concerto, I Virtuosi Italiani, Luisa Prandina, and Marzio Conti. We are here at Wall to Wall. I'm your host, Shelley Wiener. I'll be with you until noon. Then we have some noon headlines, and then we have Jared doing Sugar Shack, 2 hours of Sugar Shack. I am coming to you live from beautiful downtown Hudson, New York, here at WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, Hands on Community Radio. I've been doing salutes to composers who are born in December, and that's Nino Rota. And you just heard one of his serious compositions. So let's hear, and I think all of his stuff is pretty serious. And here's one that, if you're a big film fan and you know him mostly from his film work, you'll recognize this particular piece of music. the inimitable Nino Rota. You've been listening to Wall to Wall. I'm your host, Shelley Wiener. Back with you next week for some more composers who were born in December. We've been saluting Nino Rota, the great Italian, mostly music composer, of extraordinary facility and just wonderful lyricism. And of course, I can't end the show any other way except this way. See you next week and have a lovely, lovely Christmas. I don't know where I am. Christmas, right. See ya soon.